What up? What up? What up? What's going on, America? Some quick news. I have a lot of people asked about signed copies of my new book that's pre-ordered out. You know, we're not self-published this time, so we don't have access to the books like we did before. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have been asking about how can they get signed books. Well, it's very easy. You go to the links that I keep posting. I just did one in my stories on both Facebook and Instagram today. And now, if you click the link, it gives you the option to purchase a signed copy of the book. Also, if you just don't give a crap at all, just go to Amazon or Target or Walmart, and Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12 is now available for purchase. Ladies and gentlemen, if we did what we did, if we do what we did last time with my self-published book, we will make the New York Times bestseller list. Mm-hmm. So if you got America 316 and you enjoyed it, go to anywhere, literally anywhere. I don't care where you go to buy it. It's available anywhere. Amazon, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. I don't know what other places you buy books, but either way, it's available everywhere. It's Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12. Together, we can show that this country boy from the middle of nowhere can make the New York Times bestseller list.
Nothing makes him more mad, too.
Yes, you have the chance to just piss off the entire left and just...
Let's do it.
Yes, let's... If there's ever a reason to buy a book, it should be to make the left furious. So please, go get the book. A lot of people are like, well, why should I buy it pre-order? Blah, 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 blah. Well, one, this book is a lot cheaper. And right now, if you go to Amazon, you get it for like $20.
Nice.
For, you know, we were selling it for like $35.
Yeah, we had to.
Well, yeah, we were self-publishing, man. But either way, yeah, I appreciate the support. You know, that's why you should go pre-order it right now. And we've got until August 22nd to sell about 20,000 copies. No pressure. Ooh. All right. So... All right, Dad. Oh, it's not Dad. It's Did. Father's Day is coming up. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged in by the admin of that network, and that's still true even when you're in incognito mode. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that. Private. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy today. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Graham. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Graham to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Graham to learn more. Moving on. as we speak right now, Biden is meeting with Putin.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Putin?
Yeah, it's a really nice car. Anyway.
He probably thinks he's the leader of like Belarus or...
Probably.
You know, Libya or something. yes, Libya for
and,
sure.
And, you know, it's just a lot, man. It's a lot
it's
of...
nerve-wracking.
It's a lot of things. It's Biden is... It's got to be one of the saddest, one of the just... I almost don't even know what to say anymore at this point because... I don't know how any rational person, you can say that you thought Donald Trump was crazy, but when you said the word crazy, what you really meant was you thought Donald Trump was like a jerk, right? Or a radical.
Too bold.
Right? You didn't think at any point, no, Donald Trump belongs in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't see how any rational adult can look at Biden, especially when he has to go unscripted without note cards, with just basic interactions with people.
Right.
There is obviously some serious cognitive decline here, okay? Across the board, serious cognitive decline. I think we talked about it last week, but I'm going to say it again. I mean, we have other world leaders.
Right.
And people don't understand the significance of this. In fact, I know we talked about it, but we're going to talk about it again. Canadian Prime Minister, I hate that freaking word, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was verified talking to multiple sources at the G7 summit that he fully expects Kamala Harris to be the president by 2022. Now, the significance of this is astronomical. You have other world leaders that are looking at the American leader, which is supposed to be the predominant force in the world, that do not believe that Joe Biden will even make it through this term.
Right.
That's a very serious, serious thing. And I don't think enough people are talking about that. I believe there's a legitimate point. To be the president of the United States, it's more than just, you know, the 500 people they polled in downtown Manhattan saying that they fully have faith in Biden's handling of foreign affairs.
Right.
They polled 509 people, and The Hill is reporting 62% of all Americans have a belief that Joe Biden is perfectly capable of handling foreign affairs. It's more than just being a symbol of power, a symbol of strength for Americans. It also is a counterbalance of don't F with us to other world leaders.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody was so mad because they just thought because Trump was so abrasive and bold and cocky and arrogant that he was going to start all these wars and blah, 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 blah.
He kept us from
war. We're fixing to go to war with Russia and nobody's paying attention.
He kept us from getting hacked multiple times.
Exactly. Because everybody knew. I mean, Donald Trump is famously quoted on an interview for saying, F around and find out.
Yeah.
F around and find out what happens. If you want to mess with us, go ahead. I will kill you.
They respected us back then because they knew we meant business.
Exactly. And everybody got all upset when he killed al-Baghdadi or al-Baghdadi or however you pronounce it. I don't care. He's dead. Anyway, the point is everybody got all upset, but guess what? People didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't do a dang thing about it. They're like, you know, yep, you killed our number one guy.
Dang.
Dang.
Yeah, and a whole bunch less people died from extreme Islamists.
Exactly. Exactly. We didn't get hacked by ransomware one time. Oh, by the way, okay, so everybody makes fun of me about not wanting to fly. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody does. Everybody thinks it's the funniest thing. Freaking funny. All right, I hate flying. I hate it with every fiber of my being because I don't trust it. Right, I don't trust the people flying. Some dude got caught masturbating while flying a plane the other day.
Tubing it.
Tubing it. What is going on? Somebody in downtown Times Square just the other day got caught masturbating. What is happening? God. What is happening right now?
Yeah, we have started. Tubing has started the new revolution.
He started the free revolution. Okay. Anyway, all right. This is real stuff here.
Yeah.
Okay. First, it started off where the National Weather Service wasn't reporting to planes. So they had to ground all the planes. Mm-hmm. Now, nationwide, every single Southwest airline flight is down because of computer issues. Here we go. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Breaking news we wanted to tell you about. And if you're getting ready to travel somewhere, this may affect you. Southwest Airlines has grounded its fleet of planes across the country right now, apparently from a large software issue. I always think software attack. We don't know.
I always think cyber attack, but we don't have any
indication. We don't know that. All we know is the company
totally is a cyber attack.
System issues and is working quickly to resolve them.
Okay, right there. I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Look, it's that easy?
It's that Are you kidding me? That everybody wants to know, well, why are you so afraid? Blah, blah, blah. Just take the ride and believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus, but I also believe that if people can legitimately just hack into the freaking plane software right. and take out an entire fleet, what's going to stop them from doing it while you're in the air?
Right. The autopilot machine that's going on.
If I was going to plan another 9/11 style attack, this is what I would do. Okay. I would literally wait until it's the busiest time of the day where there's hundreds and hundreds of planes in the air.
Yep.
And I would just do a little software hack and I just drop all the freaking thousands of planes at the same time. Yep. And wherever they land, they land. That's what I would do. And apparently it's that freaking easy
right.
to hack into the computer software. Because let me tell you something about these pilots too. Okay. I'm not downgrading the training of the pilots. But in today's planes, if the software ain't working, mm-hmm. guess who can't fly the planes properly?
Yeah.
The pilots.
It's not like it used to be because it all used to be mechanical. And
exactly.
Then, like, there was an Airbus one time that crashed in the Atlantic because the electronics got messed up and
done. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I am telling you. Every single day, I am more and more confirmed.
Yeah.
I ain't flying. I'm telling you. Look, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Just think about it for 5 seconds, okay? I just laid out the perfect plan for a terrorist. I mean, if you really want to affect people, just wait till the busiest time of the year. Wait till the day before Christmas or something where there's 3,000 planes in the air at one time.
It's way more than that.
And then just one hit of a button, poop. And all the software goes out and all the planes go down. Are you kidding me?
It's weird to me how, like, no one's questioning the Biden administration. Like, this is like criminal negligence. How did this not happen at all with Trump? And now it's just hack after hack after hack.
Because there's no repercussions.
It might be Russia, but, like, again, it's your fault it's happening.
Absolutely. But let's get back to my phobia for a minute. Again, you know what happens if they hack all the software in the cars? The cars just stop.
Slow down.
Yeah, they just slow down. They just slow down because it's not, you know, it's just not going to work anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, they just slow down. And even my truck to this day still has the manual e-brake. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can live with that. Guess what you can't do on a plane? There ain't no manual e-brake or slowing
it's not
down
like those cartoons
34,000 feet in the air. There ain't no. That's all it takes. Are you kidding me? I'm out. I'm out. Not only am I anti-mask and I don't believe in it, and I don't believe that you should bend the knee for convenience if you're anti-mask mandates.
Right.
Yes, I'm well aware that it conveniently goes with my fear of flying. Yes, I get it. I can't help it, all right? The pandemic happened. I used to fly all the time.
Yeah.
And I hated it, but I did it all the time.
Flying sucks.
Guess what I ain't doing no more. Period. Now freaking ransomware, people are hacking the soft. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Freaking, when did Orber and Wilbur Wright first take flight? Hang on.
I'd say the early 1900s. Hang on. Yeah, it was like 15.
Wright.
Yeah.
Brothers.
No, it was before World War One.
First
they had,
flight.
They had
Hold
some
on.
Plane oh, World yeah.
1903. So well over 100 years of flying. And we can't figure this crap out yet. Are you kidding me?
I think
me?
We really need to get back to more mechanical flights.
A Boeing? What is it? 757?
Are you talking about the big ones?
Yeah, 747 got took out a couple years ago by a bird flying into the engine. Are you freaking kidding me right now? Yeah. Killed everybody. Everybody's dead because of a bird into the plane. You know what happens if a bird hits your car? Nothing. That's what happens. Yeah. You got a broke windshield maybe, or perhaps a dead bird in your grill.
Right.
That's it. You think, oh, crap, I think I hit a bird. That's what you think. Yeah. Dude, I'm done.
Poor bird.
I'm done. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. Yeah. This is bull crap. I am not getting... Look. All right, my friends at Brickhouse Nutrition have some exciting news to share. Field of Greens is now available in lemon lime.
Sounds delicious.
I really like that. That was like the old boxing announcers. It's unlike other superfoods because it uses real SDA organic fruits and vegetables. This is literally like stuffing fresh garden fruits and vegetables in a jar packed with antioxidants. It can support heart health, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Plus, it's pre and probiotic. It's great for everyone in your family, old, young, even athletes. Go to BrickHouseGram.com and get 15% off your first order with the promo code GRAHAM at checkout. Available in regular, wild berry, and now lemon lime. Ooh. BrickHouseGram.com. That's BrickHouseGram.com, promo code Graham. I tell the same things to people that don't watch scary movies. I tell them all the time. Well, you're going to die because you're not preparing yourself for all the possibilities. I've watched every serial killer documentary. I've seen every scary movie. Guess what ain't going to happen to me? Graham Allen ain't helping nobody change some random tire or Ted Bundy helping him load a canoe in the back of his truck. No, that ain't never happening to me. I've seen enough movies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if it's a 90-year-old woman and her two 70-year-old daughters that fly off a ditch and they're crawling back up to the thing. All you're going to see is flower dresses flowing in the wind as I go past them because I ain't stopping for nobody. No.
One time I was up in the mountains like 5 o'clock going to see a sunrise, and there's this car over in the embankment, and the car guy was coming into the road to try and stop me. I was like, no, I'm no cell phone service.
It's no, dark. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dying today.
People are crazy. There's been a lot of crazy clips going on. People stealing stuff from CVS, just walking out. Fights. I love it.
Anyway.
Crazy world.
You're welcome, America, for that funny segment of all this stuff. Look here. You know what I like about our show? Because we talk about things. We talk about the prominent things, but we also talk about the things that people really care about.
Yes.
Like, I wonder how many people, when you're driving down the interstate, I wonder how many people you've passed that have murdered someone. Like, these are questions that go through my mind.
I think about that every day.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many people have at least kidnapped someone before that you're driving past on the interstate? You know what I'm saying?
Or when you're on the plane, who are you sitting beside?
Exactly. Yeah. There's a famous comedian talking about my fear of flying. He was like, he's like, I'm a Christian and I believe when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. He said, but if you're on the plane, what if you're sitting next to somebody that it's their time to go?
Not my time.
Yeah, this is garbage is what this is. Anyway, you think about the people at some of the gas stations you've seen, and you tell me if you think they haven't murdered somebody. All right, so here we go. I got a bunch of little articles that we're going to talk about and discuss.
Cool. All right.
Here we go. All right, so I'm going to read it a little bit here. So this is from The Hill. Bishops are debating on whether or not banning communion for President Biden. All right, so basically, if you did not know, Biden professes to be a Catholic. Biden is also pro-choice, which is abhorrently against all things Catholic. Like, I am anti-abortion. Catholics are like, for real, real anti-abortion, right? So let's see here. U.S. bishops are set Wednesday to open a controversial and divisive debate over whether President Biden, just the second Catholic president in U.S. history, and other politicians should be denied communion based on their stance on abortion. There will not be a formal vote on whether to deny Biden or other pro-abortion rights Catholic politicians communion on Wednesday, but the actions at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the USCCB, 3-day June General Assembly could lead to such a vote. Bishops will debate and vote on Thursday about whether to task a committee or doctrine to start blah, 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 blah. Okay, so yeah, so basically the Catholic Church is pretty much having a discussion on whether or not Joe Biden should be denied communion, which is a big thing, not only in just Christian faith, but especially in the Catholic faith for sure, due to his stance on abortion.
So stupid.
On
multiple levels.
I don't know. I obviously don't see how you can, and we've had this discussion before, I don't see how you can claim to be a Christian, period, and be pro-abortion. And I know that some people are like, what about rape and sodomy? I don't have conversations with less than 1% of issues.
Yeah.
I just don't. And even still then, You know, a lot of people are like, I hope your daughter gets raped and gets pregnant, and then you have to deal with it. You know what? That would be horrifically tragic. Yes, it would. But you know what I would still do? I still would not encourage her to get an abortion. It's not that baby's fault.
Right.
Yep. I mean, it's just true. It's not that baby's fault. That baby didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And that baby exists. Like, you can't take away the fact that a life exists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. But for the Catholic Church to come out and be like morally superior on this, it's like, y'all got a track record that we're not even going to go into right now.
Yep.
The other thing is, would Jesus deny communion to anyone? A criminal, a rapist, anyone?
Well, so this is interesting you brought this up. I actually had a really long debate, or conversation, wasn't a debate, about the Catholic faith, all right? And like some of the big, you know, proponents of the Catholic faith. And one of the biggest differences is that there are some things in the Bible that they just don't talk about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, abortion due to rape is not in the Bible.
Right.
Like, you know, like that's something that legitimately is not in there. So the Catholic faith believes that when there are gray areas or simply areas that are not talked about in the Bible, they believe that the church has the authority to make faith-based decisions in lieu of direct guidance from the Bible. That's what they believe, right?
Yeah.
So this actually is, I mean, I'm not Catholic, so I don't agree with this, but this is the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
Joe Biden professes to be a Catholic, so that's why we're talking about it. So on the Catholic perspective, they have every authority to do this based off what they believe in their religion,
freedom
right?
of religion.
You know, and so they believe that abortion is one of the most horrible sins that you can possibly do. And they believe that a professing Catholic that is pro-abortion should be denied communion.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me, those points. And so if we really want to deep dive down the rabbit hole, this was one of my biggest things that I had a question about, you know, because there's all kinds of, books that were written and gospels that were written. Like, there's the Gospel of Thomas that never made it into the Bible.
It's weird.
Some of the Catholic, I think most of the Catholic Bibles have more books in the Bible.
Yeah, they have the Apocrypha.
Yeah, exactly. And so one of my big questions was this, and this was something that was really brought to my attention, was this. A lot of the disciples and everybody, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all those guys, they could barely even write, right? So a lot of the books of the Bible that we read today were done by scribes. Mm-hmm. So imagine this, okay? And I like to deal in real world scenarios. Most people wouldn't go, and then on the seventh day, the Lord begeth and rose and blah, 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 blah. People don't talk like that, right?
Yeah.
What probably happened was, John was like, look, man, this was crazy. I was standing there. Mary was standing there, and she was like, what? And I was like, huh? And everybody was like, no. And
then
it was like all this other kind of stuff. And it was insane. You should have been there.
It was dope.
And then the scribe was like, okay, and then took that and then made it into a legible, readable type thing. So the one thing that I have to give to the Catholics is this. At some point, somebody or a group of people decided what books
Council of Nine
made it into the Bible, right? So wouldn't that therefore put merit into the Catholics' version of things, as to there has to be some kind of when there's a gray area on things, somebody's got to make a decision on stuff, right? Like, you know? And so anyway, that's just diving deep down the rabbit hole. And we've had this conversation before. You've got thousands of different transcriptions of text through thousands of different languages. You know, are what we reading, is what we are reading now the actual, especially the like student study Bibles they've got today.
Oh yeah,
it's weird.
It changed every word.
It's like, yeah. And Jesus said, "What up, yo?"
Yeah,
yeah, I don't agree with that.
I mean, it's crazy.
He spit the sickest verse.
Yeah, and then Jesus dropped the bomb on us. I mean, like it's weird. Anyway.
And on the seventh day, God dropped the mic.
And on the seventh day, God said, "Man, I'm tired, yo. Let's get some Skittles." Anyway, all right. The point is,
taste that rainbow, dog.
The point is, due to the Catholics' religion of things.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. To me, and I'm trying to put my Christian perspective on there. To me, it would be like, I believe abortion's a sin. I do. Like, I believe that, right? To actively, it's like, okay, I murder somebody. Mm-hmm. I pray for forgiveness. Lord, you know, I've committed one of the worst sins ever. You know, please forgive me. You know, I'll never do it again. And then 3 weeks from now, I murder somebody else. Yeah. Lord, please forgive me. I'm so sorry I did that. You know, blah, blah, blah.
What if it's like similar to like, I don't have a problem with people murdering people. Like, I don't. But I've never killed anybody, so I haven't committed the sin of murder. But I'm just saying, I don't mind if people murder each other. It's like, is that the sin? So it's Joe Biden saying, go ahead, have abortions. But he hasn't had one.
I don't mind people murdering each other for the right reasons. I believe that there are right reasons that you murder somebody. They're trying to murder you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to murder your family. I have a problem with the murdering of innocents, which is children. Mm-hmm. Okay. Children are the only blameless people that we have walking around here.
And it's also not only that he, you know, agrees with it, but he's put legislation and stuff out there to allow it to be more accessible.
Yeah.
And so he is, to a point, at a fault. Like, he does, some of the guilt does come back on him for abortions.
Yeah.
I just don't think he'll care that he won't get that.
Oh, he won't care.
Okay. You've heard me talk about my future recently because I am thinking ahead and really concerned about the future of this country. With a skyrocketing debt, Democrats in power, and Joe Biden's spending plan, the future looks grim for the U.S. dollar, which is why I started diversifying with gold and silver. We recently partnered with Hartford Gold, and I recommend you check them out. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. The process is straightforward and honest, which is why they have an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. When you call today, they will give you up to $1,500 of free silver with your first order. So now is a great time to check them out. Call 866-530-7996 or text America to 65532. In a world of fake news, fake social media, and fake money, invest in things that are real with real value. That's 866-530-7996 or text America to 65532. To me, there is something, and bear with me here. And these are weird. This is why you guys should go on the road trips with us, because we start having good conversations down the road. So, to me, even in prisons today, if you are a convicted sex offender or something like that, you don't make it very long in prison.
Right.
Because even amongst the worst of society,
some things you don't do,
there is something primally inside of people that you do not mess with kids. Mm-hmm. But yet we give women who have abortions a free pass in that regard.
And they're noble for doing it.
And they're noble for doing it. I'll never forget this video I saw. It was a lifer in jail who was back in court because he had murdered his cellmate.
Nice.
And the judge said, "Well, why did you do it?" And he said, "Oh, well, I found out that he was a convicted sex offender." And he just kind of like stood there. He's like, you know, he raped a child, so I took his life.
Yeah.
Next question.
I've accepted my fate.
I mean, but that was pretty much what he's like. Like, next question.
Yeah. Some people don't deserve life.
So, you know, you look at these things and you look at the moralities of stuff. And then somebody else brought up, this was a pastor that brought this up. And there's a scripture in the Bible where the person is possessed by, you know, like Legion or whatever, we are Legion and all this stuff. And Jesus cast those demons into the pigs. And then he refers to the pigs as like they and them in the scripture and stuff.
The pronouns.
Well, and so people are now, you know, using that as, you know, look at this stuff that's going on. You see all this they, them, not identifying as one individual specific person, that they are multiple people in one body at one time and stuff like that. I'm not saying that's what that is. I am saying, though, that's a really interesting connection there.
Jesus came for the individual.
Yes, correct.
Not the group.
Correct, exactly. Right. And so it's a really interesting contrast that pastor made there.
Yeah, I guess with the Biden thing, also, I don't even know if he knows he supports abortion. You know, that's another thing you have to take into account. Like, maybe if we're right and the dude has lost his mind, like, give him communion, for God's sakes. Poor guy doesn't know where he is.
I don't think
abortion.
Biden knows what communion is right now.
Yeah. I'm not hungry. No, thanks. It's a cracker. It's the blood pressure.
So moving on. This is Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Oh, yeah.
And the racist, most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Most lethal elements of the domestic violence. The number of open FBI domestic terrorism investigations this year has increased significantly.
So?
According to an unclassified summary of the March intelligence assessment, the two most lethal elements of the domestic violence extremist threat are racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists and militia violent extremists. In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Wow. Most racist thing that's been said.
One, there is zero data to back that up.
Zero.
Two, you're completely overlooking every single Black Lives Matter riot that happened in the past 18 months. Right. How can you possibly say that the biggest threat to domestic violence is white people?
So a guy just the other day, a mass shooting, I can't remember where it was, but after he was apprehended, they say, why did you just do this? And he said, white men my whole life have prevented me from doing things, so I wanted to kill white people. Nobody heard about it. The Asian attacks, look at the people who are attacking the Asians.
Yeah.
No one brings that up. So when you count numbers, it's like, oh, there's 10 videos right there of Asians getting attacked for no reason. They're black people attacking the Asians. Black people are committing racial hate crimes, and white people are the big concern. Well, where was it? Where was the last one? Where was the last white mass shooting? And the guy said, I did it because I wanted to kill black people. I'll wait.
It's usually somebody that's just got some serious mental issues that has nothing to do with
race at all. Yeah, like the Atlanta salon thing.
Yeah, he had like a problem with pornography or something.
Yeah.
The world is crazy.
It's dangerous to say stuff like that.
About the African-American professor who says she fantasized about putting a gun to white people's heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Marjorie Taylor Greene apologizes for her Holocaust remarks.
Whoops.
Good.
Yeah.
Look, man, hey, I realize we're all on the same team here, but you say really stupid things, you win really stupid prizes.
Come on, chick.
And then she did two back-to-back, you know, and again, I agree with a lot of the things that she says, but she's got a little Alex Jones in her. She's got a little, like, you know,
I'm kind of retarded.
We got to protect the border, and the reason we got to protect the border is against aliens. Oh, you mean illegal aliens? No, I mean aliens. Oh, okay. That's it. You know, and so, you know, it's got a little Alex Jones in there. But Chuck Schumer,
that's what I was just
put his foot in his mouth, and I'm going to quote this. And the best part about this was he was so self-righteous in trying to compliment himself on this amazing thing that he had done.
So funny.
So I'm going to read. Yeah, I'm going to read the statement verbatim. All right.
I got audio of it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you got the audio, just do it.
Yeah. About the.
So then that went
hospital. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah, don't let it go. Just play it.
All right. Here we go. Talking about a place for kids.
Living place for retarded. Wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word, you know?
For retarded children.
For retarded children.
Chucky.
Okay, all right, so let's read. Let's read the whole statement here. God. All right. So this dude, but this is the self-righteous part. All right. When I was first an assemblyman, they wanted to build a congregate living place for retarded children. God. The whole neighborhood was against it. These are harmless kids. They just needed some help. We got it done.
Yeah.
So Schumer's trying to basically say, like, all these other people hated these kids.
We saved all the retards.
Yeah, because they were retarded. Yeah. This moron. You know, like
If Trump or Ted Cruz would have said something like that.
That's the only thing. Like, I quit using the word because, you know, I had a family member who had some issues, so I quit using retarded. But, it's not that big of a deal if you let it slip or whatever. It's just funny how the totally politically correct left says the R word and no one says anything about it.
What about Hunter Biden and the N word?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Man. Well, he's a painter. He's an artist.
All right.
Oh, he's out.
I got something right here. Turn me up on the Bluetooth.
Okay.
What do you mean? Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Show. Not retarded. Yeah, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him. He won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a war hero. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy it?
You're welcome. You went full retard.
That's awesome.
Never go full retard. That was Robert Downey Jr. saying the R word multiple times.
As a black man.
In blackface, which still has not come to the light of day. Anyway, well, I think some people tried to do it, but it never caught any momentum. Anyway, Chuck Schumer, you're a moron. Don't call handicapped children retarded because you're a piece of crap. All right. Anyway, moving on. Ooh, this is really intriguing.
Okay.
White House calls Capitol riot terrorist attack, endorses extremist internet purge. So the White House is now calling, let me read this, blah, 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 endorses an internet purge of extremist content. The Biden administration, Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. The Biden administration has also beefed up cooperation between the feds and private internet companies and instructs the Justice Department to review whether to request a new anti-domestic terrorism law. The Capitol riot is described as an example of domestic terrorist, blah, 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 domestic terrorist attack. Where is it at? Basically, they're going to start combing your internet, your social media profiles, and everything like that for things that they deem as terrorist or insurrectionist.
Even if you're on the left, how can you agree with this?
Statements.
Because they've convinced them that it was a national security threat.
That we're the new terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but yeah, just in general, like this is like Terminator Skynet type stuff right now.
Yeah, they said like three people died. One female was shot by a police officer. And then the other person that died was a police officer a couple days later. There was like less than $10,000 of damage. Also, the police let everybody in. So if the police say, come on, guys, come on through, I don't see much terrorism
and
with
the
that.
People
no deaths.
I was watching a video on YouTube and they were literally saying like, look, you have all these expensive paintings still hanging on the wall.
Right.
Like if they were literally there to like go in
anything.
And like wreak havoc, they would have stole things. Like there are people in there literally screaming to people, keep it peaceful,
right.
Keep it peaceful. We don't want to like, it's
they use that moment to do this censorship like Graham's talking about. Like they're using it as this inflated moment to go out and silence people.
Correct. Anyway, scary stuff. You should pay attention to this. All right.
And sorry, real quick. I'm so tempted to flip this back around. Like if we take, you know, control again, like why not? Like let's just erase all of them from the internet. Erase all their profiles, censor them. Like we need to figure out a way to get that power to silence everyone.
Well, now that you brought that up, I guess I can say, I mean, I won't bring a lot of details. I'm signing on to a lawsuit against Facebook.
Awesome.
And the lawsuit is brought upon everything that's been happening here lately. I mean, look at everything that's come out in the past 2 months.
Yep.
Okay, you got the Fauci emails. You've got
hydroxychloroquine.
You've got
lab leak.
You've got the originations in China. You've got proof now that Trump didn't deploy police to clear the square for the Bible picture moment. all this stuff. And we were specifically fact-checked and demonetized for almost 3 months.
Demonized
because the
too.
Very questions that we asked that at the time they deemed as false or misleading information mm-hmm. that now they're allowing to be talked about because now the information has come out that we were right.
Weird.
So we are signing on to a lawsuit and suing them for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Damages.
That they cost us for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all these places cost creators and media companies like ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars for no reason.
And took our First Amendment.
And took our First Amendment rights away and our ability to make money for our businesses and work businesses, et cetera, based off of what they deemed at the time as false information. They didn't know it was false information. It was just not good information for the left.
Right.
So they shut it down.
A lot of it, they knew it was true information too.
Exactly. Yeah. And so now with all of this stuff coming out, a lot of people, including myself, are signing on to this joint lawsuit venture to basically go after and say, hey, you owe us money.
Mm-hmm.
Jerks.
They do.
And I mean, it probably won't go anywhere because it never does until we appeal or until we repeal Section 230. I don't know how far it's going to go.
We got to try.
But we shall see. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem slams Biden over fireworks plan. What a hypocrite. So just in case you haven't caught up, Biden and the federal government pretty much said that the South Dakota Mount Rushmore fireworks show that goes on every single year could not take place due to COVID. But it was just announced that the White House is going to have fireworks displays.
But
because science.
He forgot.
But Mount Rushmore, it's outside. You can socially distance.
Yeah, but you can socially distance better at Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. It's like at Mount Rushmore, you're outside. You're in a freaking mountain range.
Mm-hmm.
You can socially distance.
Yeah, but that's celebrating like Americanism and patriotism and, you know.
Yeah.
I guess the White House is too.
Exactly. Well, you know, we'll see what colors fireworks they display at the White
Red
House.
Red and yellow.
No, it'll be like
rainbow.
Yeah, rainbow color stuff when it's all said and done. All right. Last but not least, we're going to talk about Chrissy Teigen for a moment. So Candace Owens started this, obviously. And Candace Owens, you know, highlighted the fact that Chrissy Teigen, who is a god awful individual. Okay. And I say that. Having done a lot of research into her, I can't find one positive thing about this woman. She could possibly be one of the soulless, just repulsive, just, I don't even think she deserves the term woman. Like, she is just a terrible individual. Her husband is a douchebag who's very talented musically, but is a complete moron. But Chrissy Teigen is a horrible individual, encouraging young women to cut themselves again, commit suicide again. And then another person has now come out after Candace Owens essentially got her pulled from Target and all these other places
mm-hmm.
because she was pro-bullying people to kill themselves.
Right.
And then this other person wrote her specifically and published things where they're like, hey, you know, you're spreading false things about me and it's really affecting my business. It's affecting everything. I really need you to call me. And she responded with, good, you might as well go ahead and kill yourself because your career is over with anyway. Ha, 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 ha. This woman is
evil,
repulsive. And so a lot of conservatives are kind of on the fence about this. Well, we're not pro cancel culture. We're not pro this. We're not pro that. You're right. I'm not pro cancel culture. I don't believe that people should be defined by their worst moments. This is a pattern. Okay. It wasn't one person, wasn't three people. It's been a lot of people mm-hmm. multiple times on something as serious as this. There have literally been teenagers charged with accessories to murder because they encouraged their boyfriend through text message to kill themselves.
Yeah.
If one of these people had killed themselves, I believe she should be federally criminally prosecuted and sent to jail.
If you're trying to convince people to kill themselves, you don't deserve to have a platform.
Exactly. And
because you're harming other people. It's not like when it's that is inciting violence.
Correct. Right. When it's in the realm of exactly what you just said, when it's in the realm of possibly inciting violence, when it's in the realm of something as serious as suicide, which is the 10th leading cause of death in the country, by the way.
Crazy.
We are not pro cancel culture. We are pro, as Candace said, consequence culture. Because we live in a society where one side is demonized and canceled for their opinions, and then the other side does horrible things like encourage suicide.
Right.
And nothing happens to them because there's no consequences for your actions. Right. Even with the tubing thing, and the reviews were mixed, by the way. I would say it was a solid, I'd say it was 60-40. 60% sided with, I don't think his whole life should have been ruined, but something had to be done, which I also said, by the way. Yeah, of course, disciplinary measures had to have taken place. That would be a consequence, right? But this, I mean, to be honest, masturbating on a Zoom call versus encouraging people to kill themselves are, you know,
that's pretty light
in the grand scheme of things. I'd take the masturbator, but you know, I'm serious. I would. And so Chrissy Teigen, I really hope, and I put this in a tweet out. I said, you know, Jesus can redeem anybody. And I really hope that what is happening to her right now changes her for the better, but something's got to happen and something's got to take place.
Yeah. The left is, it's not about what you do. It's about what you say. It's all about like your words.
Words matter.
That's why Trump, you know, the China virus. Well, that's why all these Asian hate crimes have happened. Yada, yada. Your words have consequences. You know, that only applies to the right, it seems.
Yeah. And so anyway,
retarded children.
Let me know what you think about Chrissy Teigen. Graham at DearAmericaMedia.com. That's it for this episode, guys. Make sure to donate to our campaign. It's the final 2 weeks.
We need
you to go. GrahamAllenSC.com.
Yeah.
And my new book, Dear America, Live Like It's 9/12, is available for pre-order everywhere. So make sure and go get yours today. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you all again next time.
See you.